all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power.
Our second reading this morning is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29 to chapter 12, verse 2. This is a reminder to the early church of their history, a reminder of all their mothers and fathers in the faith and all the saints who'd gone before, Israel's named and unnamed heroes. This reading was and is an encouragement to the church to hold steady, to persevere, to keep the faith. Listen for God's word to you from Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, even in caves and holes in the ground. And yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, without us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. This is the word of the Lord. There are more than 50,000 people running the New York City Marathon this morning, runners who've come from all over the world. And there is an apartment in the Clinton Hill section of Brooklyn, which is around mile 9 on the route. And every year since 2007, the renters in this apartment have hosted a marathon party. The apartment's occupants have changed over the years, but the party remains. And every year, the hosts get out banners, horns, cowbells, balloons, coffee makers, waffle presses, griddles, costumes, extension cords, and laminated flags from around the world. They serve breakfast to around 200 people. And the partygoers have taught themselves to say, "Keep going," and "Run faster," in many different languages. One of the hosts, Sarah Grace Holcomb, says this about the marathon. "New York can be rough. You walk down the sidewalk and it smells, or you get yelled at on the street. But watching the marathon is so inspiring. It makes you love New York all over again. I cry every year. It's hard not to." She and her husband agree that the most inspiring time to watch the race is around 2 p.m., It's near the end, and the last runners are running just ahead of the cleanup truck. And that's when they see the best of the marathon, the best of human nature. Sometimes they see people carrying one another. The writer to the Hebrews says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set out before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Like those runners passing by an apartment full of happy, friendly, cheering people in Brooklyn at mile 9, we have our own cheer squad, a great cloud of witnesses, encouraging, supporting, pushing us on to make it to Jesus at the finish line. We don't know a lot about the book of Hebrews. We don't know who wrote it or to whom it was addressed. Maybe it was a letter or a very long sermon. We do know that it was written later, not to the first generation of Christians, but probably to the second. It is also clear that this was a community under fire, maybe in danger of persecution. They needed encouragement, some help to hold steady and to stay the course. The author reminds the community about their history, about their mothers and fathers in the faith, reminding them of hardships faced in the past, hoping it will help these new believers remain faithful in the present. By faith, people passed through the Red Sea. The walls of Jericho fell. Rahab did not perish. Through faith, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets did mighty deeds. In faith, nameless Christians died, tortured, imprisoned, mocked, flogged, stoned, killed by the sword. Many wandered, destitute, persecuted, tormented, all of this by faith, hoping, trusting, believing that God was with them. In Hebrews 11:1, the author defines faith in this way. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Listen to that again. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." In faith and hope and trust, these heroes lived and died. Today, when we call someone a saint, we have an image in our minds, an otherworldly, superhuman model of religious perfection, someone who is too good, too kind, too virtuous to be real. But reading scripture, we see a whole other side of the saints. Abraham and Sarah, Moses, Miriam, Rebecca, Gideon, Samson, David, they were only too human. They were imperfect, fallible people, often difficult to be around, not necessarily nice, not even sometimes very good people. A better definition of a saint might be someone who in his or her life pointed to God. They are people who allowed God to take and use them to proclaim the gospel. They let their lives be shaped by God, and in doing so, they teach us to do the same. They give us hope that God can and will use us in spite of our imperfections and failings and even our humanity. There's an old saying, if you would know God, become acquainted with God's friends. Who are your saints? Who are God's friends in your life? The ones who showed you the faith. There's a photo from the Pittsburgh Marathon, which occurred on Sunday, May 5th of this year. This photo went viral. It shows two women, the last to finish the marathon. They are running together, holding hands. It's an inspiring photo. These are not long and lean marathoners. These are middle-aged women with round bodies. One is black and one is white. One has run 6 marathons and the other only this one. They met around mile 14, realized they were together in the back, and they vowed to stay together until the finish line. They are holding hands in the picture to keep the pace, to force themselves to keep going. Now, Pittsburgh has a Steel City Roadrunners Club. They host a cheering station near Mile 25. This year, a group of six club members waited for the two women to pass by. They yelled as loudly as they could, supporting them, even running with them for a little while, and one of the men took the now famous photo. The photographer, Daniel Heckert, said this, "The six of us got as loud and crazy as we could because we wanted them to feel as loved as the people who finished in 4 hours. That's the whole point. It doesn't matter if you're first or last. The ones in the back of the pack are just as important as the people winning the marathon." This is also the point of All Saints Day, to remember that in the marathon of life, we are not alone. We have companions on the journey, living saints who will hold our hands, encouraging us to keep going, not to give up, to finish the race. We also have that great cloud of witnesses, the saints who finished the race, who endured all that life threw at them, who kept the faith and passed it on to us. On this day of celebration and remembrance, I imagine my own cheer squad, my parents, my Sunday school teachers, my college advisor, my favorite seminary professor, my aunts and uncles, my cousin, and too many friends, all those saints who've gone before, and they are spread out along the route, waiting for me, waiting for all the other runners to pass by. They are cheering, waving flags, encouraging us to hang in there, to keep going, to keep our eyes on Jesus, who is waiting for us at the finish line. My friends, on this All Saints Day, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set out before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Amen.